This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Wednesday. This
Oh, this day. I'm not ready.
Yeah. You're back, Steve.
I thought it was Would You Rather.
We just did Would You Rather.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You want more? I have more.
Yeah, let's do a few more.
All right, Steve. Would you rather vacation with Ye and Bianca, meaning Kanye and his wife Bianca? Careful. Trump and Melania. I told you, careful.
Yeah, dog.
It was the worst trip ever, either one of them.
She didn't wear any clothes to anything.
Yeah, I'll probably go and sit on the boat with Ye.
Tape his mouth. Yeah, and naked Bianca.
Tell her put some clothes on and tape his mouth.
Junior?
Yeah. No, I'm with Ye and Bianca.
Okay.
Yeah.
All day.
All right.
Would you rather give your wife your phone password, or would you rather give her $50,000 in cash?
What?
Yeah. Give her your password to your phone.
She already got that. She got the passcode to my phone.
Okay.
Man, kids got my passcode to my phone.
You have nothing to hide.
Man, I ain't got nothing crazy.
Huh.
I'm way too old for this.
Okay. Junior?
No, man.
But I mean, give her my passcode. Like, so all my individuality is just taken. I just ain't nobody no more.
No. So you're giving up.
And you haven't been since you got married, Junior.
So I don't have no identity. Nothing.
Junior, I don't know why you keep trying to claim that. It's over for you.
I see.
How many times I got to tell you that?
Well, keep
your phone. Give her the $50,000.
Now, those are your options.
She take that too. I don't get to do nothing.
Yes.
All right, we got to get
you married now.
Yeah.
We got to get to Tommy on this one.
Tommy,
give your wife your passcode to your phone or $50,000.
Which one?
If I give my wife my passcode, I'm going to pass. I'm just telling y'all nothing.
You going to die?
Yeah, I'm going to pass. Y'all might want to go on, get all these roses and fly out, whatever y'all going to do. That's it, man. I'm not...
Slow singing and flower bringing.
And flower bringing, man. Go ahead. I'm timing out.
Wow.
Give my pants code. What is that for? I cut my damn fingers off while I give you my damn passcode.
Steve said his wife and his kids already have his passcode.
All Junior said. My passcode.
Yeah.
I don't even.
That's your uncle.
Steve didn't live his best life. What are we talking about? Steve did.
Oh, it's
he
over
lying.
For Steve now?
He lying. He is not lying. I done all my ass need to do. I need to go somewhere and sit down. And try the best I can to get to heaven. That's all I need to
Amen
be focused
to
on right now.
Because,
yeah.
Okay.
Man, listen to me.
You've
I
had
done
a great
all
life.
I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't need to do nothing else, dog. I done all I needed to do. I done got it. I had a full run.
Mm-hmm.
And still having a full run, too.
Yeah.
It's just now, man. You know what, though?
What?
I got to try to get into these grandkids. I ain't quite got there yet.
What do you mean you haven't quite got there
yet? I
got to
try.
That's your next mission?
That is the most preposterous thing you've ever said.
Are you kidding?
What?
You know, because like right now, I hear this all the time. The grandkids coming over and I always say, damn. You know, I gotta start.
I gotta
going,
get into
oh,
the grandkids.
You gotta work up into it.
How old are your grandchildren? Well, how old?
The oldest one is 10.
And you just want to start getting into it?
Wow. I tried. First of all, I don't do baby talk. So, like, I don't like that. And then I don't like to ask you nothing. You ain't got no damn answer.
Like,
because
what?
They can't talk yet?
Yeah.
You know, you three, four, babies. And I ask you a question because I'm like,
well,
I'm trying to.
What are you asking a 3 or 4 year old?
Hey, what you doing? That's a simple ass question.
What kind of answer do you get for that?
Then that blank ass look, huh? Now, what is you doing?
Because they're doing something
nothing.
Wrong.
What you mean nothing?
Well, they babies.
Yeah.
They
don't
want
to get in trouble.
Yeah. But you're trying to put that fork in that plug. Now, let me explain something. If you get that fork in that damn plug, you're going to be doing something then. And now I got to drive your ass down to the hospital. So I'm just trying to get there. And then my 10-year-olds are the same age, Elle and Rose. And they're like really exceptionally bright.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
You know, and I just think that's because they tech savvy. They really ain't that bright. They just, you know. They just
you can't
did stuff.
Say that.
Well, they just exposed to stuff I wasn't exposed to. You know, they can work a remote and stuff. And people be talking about, my grandbaby.
Work a remote?
You said they
bright
because they can work a remote.
So you think they're geniuses?
No, I don't. But their parents be talking about, that baby can work a remote. And then the other old ass people.
They are.
I couldn't have worked no remote when I was 10. We didn't have remotes when I was 10. You know.
We was the remote.
Yeah.
Yes, we were.
Up over there and turned that TV station.
Yes, thank everybody.
In the words of the great Johnny Morris at Bass Pro Shop, take a child fishing. You won't regret it.
No.
Y'all have a great day today, and I'll hopefully have a better day myself. Thanks for the prayer.
Contest, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.